Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
You're listening to Escape Adulthood with Kim and Jason. This is show number 32. On today's show, we talk about the new changes to the show, the pros and cons of staycations, and share five totally fun and extremely cheap things to do this summer.
Take me back to when I was a child, when everything was good enough, it was good enough for the wild. Coyote sleeps in the moonlight, rabbit goes by the day, snake winds around on a hot afternoon, and eagle flies on his way. Take me back now if you can. Take me back now to the land. People sleep in the moonlight, the children run in the daylight, and that feeling never dies, but it may go away for a while.
Welcome to the Escape Adulthood Show, your number one source for long-lasting, fast-acting, physician-approved adultitis relief. This is Jason with my wife Kim saying hi from Studio 315 in Madison, Wisconsin. You can get in touch with us by sending an email to podcast@kimandjason.com. or by giving us a call at 608-554-0803. And this is the beginning of some new things, isn't it, Kim?
Yeah, I'm excited. We've got some new changes.
Yeah, well, first of all, we'll welcome you, our listener and Club K&J member.
Yes.
Because the only people who are listening to this show now are Club K&J members.
Yep, it's exclusively for you.
Yeah, well, that's something we've been wanting to do. You know, we've really wanted to create this place for people who are serious about stressing less and having more fun. And, you know, I think this summer we've had a chance to really think about what can we do to fulfill this promise of what we think Club K&J can be. And so we've just got a ton of new things that we have in store for you listening, and we hope this is worth your while. We always want to know feedback.
Yeah, please.
What we can do better. But basically we just want to focus our efforts on you, because you're the one who has supported us the most as a member of Club K&J.
And who stood up and said, you know what, I am serious about this. I'm joining the club, and let's do this together. So,
yep, so all of our old podcasts will still be free for other people to listen to. From here on out, we're hoping to build this podcast into a community for Club K&J members. So we have a similar format, but we have some new things that you'll notice along the way. And we hope you'll enjoy the show. Well, we're still, one thing we're keeping for sure is the mind bender.
Yes.
Okay. So
I do so good at them.
Yeah. So this show, we're talking about vacations and staycations and stuff like that, you know? So I figured something travel related might be kind of good. So
okay. My
question is this. How much time does the average world citizen spend traveling per day? And I threw in world citizen, like anyone in the world. So we're averaging people in the world. How much time do they spend traveling per day?
So like traveling to work, traveling. On vacation, anything.
Anything.
Per day. I'm going to say,
this is like the average of someone in New York City compared with someone in China compared to someone in Africa.
I'm going to say 3 hours.
3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we will reveal the answer at the end of the show.
All right.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Good evening. Here is the news for Paris.
I look good. I mean, really good.
Hey, everyone! Come and see how good I look!
Okay, so I've got some news articles here. I've got three, but they all kind of tie in together. So first one is sort of a, what would you say, like kind of foundation laying.
Okay.
So this is from the Examiner Enterprise out of Oklahoma, and the headline is Year of the Staycation. Officials say record high fuel prices alter vacation plans, benefit local attractions.
Hmm.
So this is part of this article. It says, mounting evidence shows that as fuel prices hit record highs this summer, families are altering their traditional summer vacation plans. Two new surveys of AAA Travel Agency and auto travel managers across the nation reveal that travelers are taking trips closer to home, taking fewer trips, and reducing the number of vacation days traveled as ways of compensating for record high fuel expenses. Following a national trend, more and more Oklahomans are choosing to explore their home state. A new term has even risen to describe the trend. Staycation.
Staycation.
Okay, so I have been hearing about this. Maybe maybe you also listening have heard of this trend as well. It's kind of the hot topic button this summer with all the energy prices. Well, some interesting side note. There was another article I found from bloggingstocks.com, and it was a little column written by a guy named Peter Cohan. And he's actually reporting that New York Times is saying that there's a price to pay for your staycation.
Okay.
Which was interesting to me because I originally was like,
good idea.
Good idea, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, what would be the problem with this? Okay.
Right.
So it says, many people are skipping their summer vacations and staying at home thanks to the litany of economic problems we've become all too familiar with in the last year. Here are some of the ways that people pay the price for not taking a vacation. Health risk. The Times reports that men who skipped vacations for five straight years had a 30% higher chance of suffering a heart attack than those who took an extended annual break from work each year. It notes that Brooks B. Gump, an associate professor of psychology at SUNY Oswego, and a colleague, Karen A. Matthews, believe that vacations help the brain build reserve capacity, which helps it cope with stressors that come up. Okay. Number two is discouragement. The Times also quotes Hollister H. Hovey, a public relations executive who lives in Brooklyn, who postponed a trip to Scandinavia this summer because of high airfares and the weak dollar. She said, "It's a tremendous disappointment that you're sort of stuck here. It's too expensive to drive, too expensive to go overseas because you can't afford to fly, and once you're there, you can't shop. I know that travel is a luxury, but it really plays on the heart and minds of people because people need that escape."
Hmm.
All right. I have a couple things to say about this. I'll let you go first if there's anything.
Here's my initial take. Okay. The staycation, by definition, is a vacation. You're just doing it at home. So I think these people from New York Times who are kind of poo-pooing it are missing the point. You're not staying at home and doing your work. You're staying at home and doing something different. You're escaping amidst your routine. And if you escape your routine at home, that might actually help you at a time where you'd normally not even take a vacation, but it kind of gets you into the routine of let's do something different. Let's get out of our routine a little bit.
Right. I think exactly. It says men who skipped vacations for five straight years. We're not talking about skipping vacations.
Right. It's a staycation.
It's a staycation.
It's not,
you know,
work, work, work.
The other thing, and I think the second one of discouragement is so, like, kind of
grass
an adultitis way of thinking of it is like,
yep.
You know, it's too expensive to drive, too expensive to go overseas, you can't afford to fly once you're there.
Is this the adultitis guy who was saying
this? This is terrible. Yeah. It's like, I don't even know where to begin because it's a disappointment that you're sort of stuck here.
Right.
Okay. First of all, that's terrible. Okay.
Well, if you don't like where you live, then move.
Yeah.
Period.
And
okay.
Kids are experts at being able to find exciting things to do right around them.
Right.
They don't need to go to Scandinavia in this case to be able to have a vacation and de-stress.
Escape.
And I think there's disappointment if you want to go somewhere and suddenly you can't because the airfare is higher. That's fine, but again, it comes down to your attitude.
Right.
Of, hey, we're going to do this year. Next year, we're going to go for it.
Let's look forward to it next year. But isn't it kind of the grass is greener thing that if I were only in Scandinavia, my life would be better? It's like, okay, but you're not. So make it better where you're at.
Yeah, it's like,
change your attitude.
Oh, the dollar's terrible. Oh, airfare's too high. Oh, I can't go to Scandinavia. It's like, change your attitude.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing. Now, it's kind of interesting. This last little bit here, this was from the LA Times and a guy named Christopher Reynolds. And his thing was, his headline said, staycation, shmaycation. Try these instead. And he came up with some different terms to use. So he had one was called a claycation. Go to one of those paint-your-own pottery joints.
Ooh, I did that. It was fun.
That was good.
Yeah.
DJ-cation. Pull out the old vinyl and spin some favorites.
DJ-cation. I love it.
Gourmet-cation. Make yourself one great meal a day. Hay-cation. Buy a dozen bales at your nearest equestrian supply outlet and build a fort in your backyard. After novelty wears off, resell at inflated price to one of those noble souls constructing houses out of that stuff.
Hay bales? Okay.
Again, this is LA here, okay? Yeah. I like that. Building forts out of hay.
Yeah.
Jaycation. For a week, rearrange your life around Leno's monologues. Naycation. Go horseback riding. Don't forget to inquire about discounts for customers willing to shovel out the stables.
Huh.
Spaycation. Go volunteer at your local humane society.
Staycation.
And traycation. 7 days, 21 TV meals.
Wow.
Very creative spin, I thought, on that.
Yeah, that's fun.
So we're talking about staycation. In a little bit, we're going to have some ideas for you on taking a staycation. But we want to know, what do you think, dear Club K&J listener? Is staycation a waste of time? Is it stupid? Is it lame? Is it set yourself up for disappointment and heart attacks and all that sort of thing? We definitely want to know. So send us an email at podcast@kimandjason.com or give us a call at 608-554-0803. We want to hear what you think about this issue. Okay, so we have five totally fun and extremely
cheap
things to do this summer. Okay,
yes.
So this is kind of like if you want to take a staycation, here's some ideas. All right. Now, the first one, this is good. If you can't, you know, water parks can be expensive.
They're like $50 to get in now, I think.
They can, yeah. Depending on how many people you have, they can be pretty pricey. Or if it's, you know, you wanted to go to the beach and it's like, oh, we can't go to the beach. We have a great idea for you.
Yes. Basically, turn your backyard into a water park, okay? You know the old slip and slides? Go to the supermarket and get yourself a slip and slide. And this is for grown-ups, too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Slip and slides, sprinklers, water guns, squirt bottles.
Think of all of these things you have in your own house. Okay.
Like shampoo bottles.
Shampoo bottles.
Syrup bottles.
Yeah, you used to use syrup bottles, right?
Those spray so awesome.
Empty syrup bottles, fill them up with water. Water balloons.
How much fun
can
you have with
water
balloons?
What does this cost? If you have stuff in your house, you already have it. Water balloons are like 99 cents for 10 million. Okay.
And you know what? I think regular balloons sometimes work better because they pop faster and it could be really fun. So if you just have regular balloons, don't go, you know. You don't have to get water balloons.
Right. Another thing that we did recently, my sister-in-law, Connie, was awesome. She had a birthday party for our niece, and we had a frozen t-shirt contest. No idea. I'd never heard of this before.
New take on the wet t-shirt contest.
Okay. Basically, what she took a t-shirt, dunked it in water, folded it up, and stuck it in the freezer.
Yes. Folded it to probably about a foot by a half a foot kind of thing.
Just real, you know, tiny fold. And put it in the freezer. Then she brought them out, and there's two of them. We've had two teams of three people.
Mm-hmm.
And the challenge was to unfold the t-shirt and put it on one of the contestants.
Which you would think would be a lot easier than it was, but Jason's team didn't even get it unfolded.
It was very difficult.
It was so hard. The other team got it on. But
yes, but then of course you have the person wearing the
frozen
t-shirt. So that was a really cool game that's, again, free, okay?
And why not make some homemade popsicles while you're at it? You know, just get some little styrofoam cups or plastic cups, make whatever kind of, contraption you want with Kool-Aid or juices or, you know, alcohol, whatever you want to do, and put some sticks in it, and by the time you're all done and looking for a treat, you'll have some frozen treats for it.
I'm telling you, you throw a slip and slide, a hose, some water balloons, and a frozen t-shirt, and you're going to have more fun than you would have at any water park, all right? Just a note, though, do not freeze the water balloons.
Ooh.
Those might be bad. Okay.
And don't throw it at your windshield of your car.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's the second one.
Okay.
Okay. This is one of the things that it amazes me as we travel and we go to all these different places and, of course, do a lot of touristy things that we talk to some of the locals and they haven't even done some of the most famous things. Remember we went to Colorado Springs and we went to Pike's Peak.
Yes.
And, you know, I think it's one of the biggest mountains, tallest mountains in the entire Colorado Rocky
And certainly
Rocky
one
range.
That you can go up on, like, a train.
Yeah. Yeah. And we talked to people about it, and almost, probably at least half of the people we talked to that live there had never been up there.
Yeah.
Which is a shame, okay? So I don't want to hear whining about, oh, if only I could go to Scandinavia, when most likely you haven't even been to the thing that made your city famous.
Right.
Okay? Or at least recently. All right? So that's what the second tip is explore your own backyard.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes maybe just even call up the Chamber of Commerce and be like, what's there to do in this area? As if you are a tourist, and then find out about those little museums or parks or eateries or shops that they're recommending that most likely aren't even on your radar.
Right.
You know?
And you just, you don't think about it. And that's the thing is, you know, there's just stuff that's around. I mean, we've lived in Madison for 8 years now, and there's stuff we haven't even done in Madison because you just get busy doing other things, and you get this idea that you have to go to other places to escape. And you can escape pretty easily right in your own backyard.
The other thing is that if you've been to the local museum, guess what? They're always changing the exhibits. Those poor museum people are changing things, and people don't even come to see it. So, you know, you might want to just give them a call and say, what's your recent exhibits? Oh, something different. Let's go check it out.
Check it out. Okay, number three, this is good for, well, I was going to say families, but this could be, you know,
anyone.
Couples, anyone.
You and a friend.
Living room campout.
Yes. Turn the air on. Okay, let's be honest. Most places in the country, you're going to need the air on at this time of year. Okay? Leave it on. Don't feel like you have to go sweat in the bugs in the mud out in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Put the tent up in the living room. Okay? You can still make s'mores. Jason and I have actually made them over the stove because we have a gas stove. You can make s'mores in the microwave, whatever. Popcorn.
Hot dogs, finger food, whatever.
Stay up late, tell ghost stories, you know, all that fun stuff that you do outside, but do it inside.
Yeah, and you can watch movies. Like, just the idea of pitching a tent in your living room will bring out the giddy childlike side,
right.
I think. And then being able to, like, stay up till as long as you want. Maybe you light a few candles, like you said, tell ghost stories. Depending on if, you know, if it's a family affair or not, you might get some horror movies. That could be your form of ghost stories.
Right.
You know, whatever.
Pillows,
kind of
sleeping bags.
Sit around the campfire, as it were. You know, there's nothing saying that if you have a fireplace, light up the fireplace.
In the
get
summer?
Get the air conditioning
that's
on.
Against
why
the
not?
Rules.
You know?
Yeah.
Then you could, you know, make your s'mores and your hot dogs and things like that.
That's
so
cool. Yeah.
I love that idea. Have a living room camp out. Okay, number four, I'm going to pass this one over to you because I would know nothing about this.
Well, you know, one of our Club K&J members, Judy Irene, who, you know, is a dear friend, she did this, and this is what inspired the idea. Basically, have a spa day at your house with your friends, your girlfriends, okay? And guys can do this, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not exclusive
That's
to...
right, girlfriends.
It's not exclusive to girls. But because I'm a girl, I'm going to talk from my experience, okay? You light some candles, you put on some soft music, invite your friends over, have some nice finger foods, paint your toenails. Maybe someone, one of your friends has one of those paraffin hand dip things. I mean, if you want to get really crazy, call a local massage school and see if they have any kids that are looking to get some hours, you know, and bring in a massage person for really cheap. And
well, even if you spend a little bit on the massage therapist,
or a professional,
how much cheaper is that going to be than all of you going to an actual spa,
right? So Judy had this wonderful day where she had friends and had treats and gifts for them. You could make it as elaborate or as simple as you want, but just do it. Have your friends over and just relax together, you know? The other thing is you might want to incorporate some neat things where people bring their favorite book and you share ideas or, you know, it, like
bring
I said.
Some wine, some cheese. Go all out.
You want one of these too, don't you?
I'm thinking about it. I'm converted, okay?
What so, thank
Saturday,
you, Judy, for this idea. Please fly in from California, Judy, and teach us how to do it. We'd love to sit and paint our toes with you. I'm speaking for Jason, too.
Thank you. Let me talk about the fifth one. This one I can get a little bit more behind. Host your own Olympics.
Okay. The Olympics are going on.
Anyone can do this, but I'm thinking of, like, this is for a guy and his buddies, okay? But anyone can do this, okay? But I'm going to go from my perspective, okay? Have the guys come together and just plan a full day of events, okay? Shooting hoops, playing wiffle ball, frisbee, bocce ball. You could design your own mini golf course. You could, guys, you know, would love that. you could pick 5 or 6 events, and you could break into teams. You could compete against one another. Basically, it's just like a guy's day to escape.
Okay.
Right?
What else happens at a guy's day?
This could be adapted to a family or to whoever, but again, I'm going with this. Now, because with the guys, another thing you might want to add is, you know, bring some cigars, drink a little barley pops, as my dad would call them, some beers. Grill out, of course. You're going to have
some brats
or some sausage. Some pork chops on the grill, and some red meat preferably,
and vegetables.
I guess, yeah. Would those be for like one of the activities? Like throw vegetables in.
I was thinking you could grill vegetables on the grill. That's kind of yummy.
Yeah, you could do that if you wanted. But more importantly, you know, the red meat, and you could watch if you have like old sports highlights, you know, on DVDs that you could.
Which Jason does have, by the way.
You could watch some of those, you know, your favorite team, and we're getting into fantasy football season, so that could be a way to. You know, be talking about your fantasy team, or maybe that's when you have your draft.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Again, those things, other than the meat. Okay, I'm looking at the list here. None of it costs really any money. The meat and cigars. Okay, but for a whole day of unadulterated man fun, like that's pretty exciting.
And that's not Scandinavia. But...
It's not. No, it's not Scandinavia. It's not the French Alps, but. It's our fifth and final idea of totally fun and extremely cheap things to do this summer. Okay, so I hope you pick one of those at least and are inspired to do it. And we want to know
how did it go?
Right?
Yep. So if you have anything to add or say or comment about, you know, our ideas or articles, we'd love to hear from you. So send us an email at podcast@kimandjason.com or give us a call and leave us a voicemail. It's 608-554-0803. We're just curious, what are you guys thinking about this, Club K&J members? What do you think about these staycations, and what are you going to do?
Yeah, and I also want to share, you actually mentioned Judy Ironay, who's one of our Club K&J members, long time, and I hope she doesn't mind me sharing this story, but it's a kind of a neat one. It was an email she sent the other day. She said, "Yesterday the world went upside down on me. I was hit with 3 different challenges that span the personal, professional, and financial spectrum. I was driving back from my folks' house in tears, where I had just returned from taking my mom to the ER with a kidney stone attack. As I drove by my little neighborhood park, there was a mom, 3 kids, a small table, and an ice chest that awesome kid-made sign announcing lemonade for 50 cents. The little boy was waving at traffic going by, just hoping for someone to stop. I had to drive a little past him to get a parking spot, and as I did, he looked crestfallen. As I walked back to the lemonade stand, he beamed and walked forward to greet me. 'What kind of lemonade do you want? We've got pink and regular.' Aww. I asked him which he liked best, and you could see the wheels turning in this little 5-year-old. I chose the regular, and he poured it himself while his mom and sisters watched. The sisters held the money jar, but I wanted to treat him. I handed him 3 quarters and asked if he could take a tip. In that moment, his beaming smile, the delight on his mom's face, just turned my world right side up. Oh, how just 3 quarters and a car stopping for his lemonade produced the sunny afternoon smile of a child without a care in the world. Priceless. How precious it is to touch this moment in the intense, serious, pressure-laden world. I'm still tasting the lemonade and holding on to that spirit. The sunshine streams through the tears."
Aww.
So it was a really cool email, and I wanted to share that because I thought that it really, that's kind of like what we're all about here, you know, are those little stories of stopping to delight in the little things, and that by being able to do that, making the day of someone else, your day can be turned around.
Yep.
So that was a neat story. Thank you, Judy, for sharing
Judy.
That. And kudos to you, making Club K&J proud for going out of your way to stop and buy some lemonade from a little kid.
Welcome to KimandJason.com. information is Mr. Know-It-All.
Okay, so we have some interesting announcements to make for Club K&J. Most of this is already old news to you, I'm sure, but we have a brand new clubhouse.
Yes.
That is now redesigned, and the only people that can get access to it are people just like you with your username and password. Basically, that's the container that has everything new for Club K&J members. All the stuff that's new that we add, that's the place to check it out. Part of that, what I'm excited about, is Kim and Jason Radio, Kim and Jason TV,
yeah.
Which you're listening to Kim and Jason Radio right now.
So if you're wondering what it is.
You're part of it right now. This is basically audio and video that we're posting just for people like you. And what's neat about it, we've done kind of experiments in the past where we've had things just for Club K&J members, and it was kind of hard because people like to use RSS to subscribe to things. Maybe they like to use iTunes, and it didn't ever work out. And so it was kind of a pain in the butt to have to download it from our website and then drag it over to your iTunes and then put it in your iPod. And some people just watch our videos and listen to the audio stuff right from the browser on the internet, which is fine. But what's cool is we now have premium feeds. And under every single post for a radio post or a TV post, there's instructions. You can now subscribe in iTunes, and it'll ask you for your name and password, and all of the stuff will come straight to iTunes. So you can put stuff on your iPod, all that sort of thing. So that's one thing that's pretty cool that I think we've had some suggestions on that we've been able to work out. And finally, I suppose what's kind of new is the decision to release Monsters.
Yes.
One page at a time.
Monsters, Jason's new upcoming book mm-hmm. of Kim and Jason. And he's been working on it diligently each week, putting out some pages. So you guys are going to see them
yep.
one by one.
And we're not showing them to anyone else.
Nope. So
not
that's another Club K&J perk. And how many pages are there going to be all together?
32.
So yep. 32 individual pages will be released one by one as they get created.
Yep.
And you'll get to see them first.
And they'll be posted right in the clubhouse.
There it is. The holy grail of Christmas gifts. The Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
That is so cool.
Cool.
Oh, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Our cool thing is very cool, by the way. They're called Cool Jewels, and they are... thanks.
Cool Jewels.
You can't not say it that way. Basically, they are diamond-shaped ice cubes.
Okay. Bling for your drink.
Bling for the drink. You put them in the freezer, of course, freeze them up. Perfect for those spa days, perfect for your escape in the evening where you, you know...
The Man Olympics...
Good perfect for that,
that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jewels are just all over that.
I don't know why that would be perfect for that. But
and remember, as a Club K&J member, you always have your 25% discount. So I don't know what that would make the Cool Jewels, but I'm sure it's almost
cheaper.
Free. You know?
Cheaper, probably.
So, you know, get a little bling, make things a little bit more fun. That's what we're all about.
Da, 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 da. Mindbender answer. How much time does the average world citizen spend traveling per day?
3 hours.
Three hours.
I said, yes.
Okay. You're pretty close.
Really? For the first time ever?
You're in the ballpark. Let's just put it that way. You're
okay.
In the Olympic-sized stadium.
Oh, great.
The amount of time that people spend on travel has been consistent at 1.1 hours per person per day in all societies. The average distance traveled is 7,400 miles per year. In total, the world population travels more than 16.6 trillion miles per year. 53% of that is by car.
Okay.
26% by bus. 9% by rail. 9% by high-speed transport such as airplanes. And 3% by bicycle, boat, and other means.
Interesting.
So about 1.1 hours... per day. So some of the people that live near city suburbs that have the long treks.
See, that's why I guessed three, because I figured
well, that's probably
a lot of people
some
who commute.
People spend that. That skews
yeah.
it high. But
yeah.
our traveling commute is 9 minutes.
Yeah.
So.
And our neighborhood that our office is in, I would say there's much more than 3% riding their bikes.
Yes.
And I bet it's like 50%.
Yeah. If we don't hit a biker in the next year, I'll be surprised.
Then it's right? a miracle. They're everywhere, which is so great.
There,
but
please.
We are totally freaked out. We're just gonna
like
completely
flies.
Hit one.
So anyway, there's your mind bender answer. 1.1 hours per person per day in all societies.
What's up, Doc? Now, this won't hurt a bit.
Okay, so the prescription for the day, take a staycation. All right?
To Scandinavia.
No.
Oh,
no,
sorry.
Not.
Yeah. My bad.
Preferably pick one of our tips.
Oh.
And tell us about it so we'll feel happy that we contributed to society. No, take a staycation. And even if it's in addition to a vacation.
Yeah.
So even if you've already taken a vacation,
right.
Why not add a staycation on top of it? Because it doesn't cost any money, right? And
good point.
It's fun. So do it.
You are so motivational.
I know.
Like,
my words are my power.
Okay, Dr. Phil.
And so do it. So yes, take a staycation, do it. That's pretty much all there is to say about that.
Well, that's it for today's show. Be sure to check out the Clubhouse for today's show notes, featuring links to some of the things we talked about here today. For Jason, this is Kim signing off from Madison, Wisconsin. Thanks for listening, and remember, it's never too late to have a second childhood.
Do it.
It's a little childish and stupid, but then so is high school.